B-Pod Studios.
Sound off.
All right, let's get the sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. Leave your opinion. Charlie Manuel, new hitting coach. I'm sure a lot of people responded. Let's see what we have.
How long do you think it's going to be? What's the over-under on weeks as far as when Charlie and Gabe go at it in the dugout? And quite frankly, my money's on Charlie. I think even with Gabe's muscles, I think Charlie kicked his ass. Anyway, I hope this turns out to something good and we can actually start seeing a team to start winning again.
Oh, man, Charlie's a peace-loving man. Plus, he's 75. Not fighting anybody.
Hey, Kapler, you moron. Why don't you call A-Roid and ask him for some advice? Because he made all the calls before you did last night. Well, the right calls, and you made all the wrong calls. So next time you got something in your mind and you're thinking about something, give A-Roid a call. They'll show you how to manage a team. Pathetic. Yeah. When he knows more than you do, you goof.
Yeah. A-Rod is now Tony La Russa because when the count was 3-1, he told him to walk him. Yeah.
Now, you heard A-Rod got a bunch of equipment stolen out of his rental car, right?
Yeah, $500,000 they took out. I don't think it was all his, though. It was an ESPN company van.
Yeah, it was jewelry and electronics. I wonder if Gabe heard what was what and decided to call some of his folks. Well, A-Rod, you talking trash?
A-Rod okay. With all that jewelry, even in the car. Come on.
Mommy and Daddy were in attendance on Saturday in San Francisco, and Bryce, he hit 2 home runs. Is there any way Uncle Clinty could maybe fly Mommy and Daddy in to Philly and get them to attend a couple games? That might be a good thing. I'd love to see that, see what happens.
Yeah, they're a game. They're a lot of games. They come in the town every now and then to watch Bryce, so that wasn't a one-time deal.
Great day, great time to be alive. Football's almost here, and the Phillies finally did something right. But I'd like to throw today my complete support to Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott. I hope they get all the money they want. Get this note out to Jerry. Jerry, give them everything they want and more.
Oh, because that'll kill their salary cap. They got the triumvirate of money grabbers right now. Big time. Hey. Well, that goes back to when they had different times, but they had Aikman, Irvin, and then
and Emmitt,
yeah.
And the only difference was that was pre-cap.
Yeah, it was pre-cap.
They wouldn't have been able. Maybe they wouldn't have been able to keep all three.
Probably not
in the cap era. And I don't think they're going to end up keeping all these three either.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Hey, Mike, I agree to bring back Eddie Wade. Eddie Wade's a good man. I don't know what your problem is with him. Maybe he didn't give you an interview once. But bring back Eddie Wade. The only one that can straighten this mess out.
Come on, man. Ed Wade's been gone from the scene for too long. Why would you think of him? You know, Ed's content with his life. I don't think he was. And no, he did not give me an interview. And he did a lot for that to build that other team, but he's outdated.
How come he didn't get another job right away? With the Houston, I'm saying, how come he's not currently a GM if he's so in high demand like these callers seem to think?
Yeah, I think he's content to be out of the game, frankly.
Hey, about Harper and Hoskins batting 1-2 in the lineup, that's actually a Little League strategy. That's what good Little League coaches do. They put their two best power hitters 1-2 because there's only 6 innings. And they want them up there as much as possible.
What's the big deal with this? So what? He wants to give these guys more at-bats so they get in some kind of groove. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not like he's taking Ricky Henderson out of the top spot, right? I mean, come on.
I'm getting emails now like you all of a sudden. What do you tell the manager?
Who cares? What, are you depriving Cesar Hernandez? All of a sudden, he's Ricky.
But what happens, Mike, if these guys buy in and then fall for Charlie and they turn on Gabe at this point? Is it, do they have to get rid of Gabe at the end of the year at that point? I think he has to go anyway, but that would make it more obvious.
Well, it's a very interesting dynamic because if Charlie has success, Gabe has success. So I don't know if they could then justify that. If the Phillies limp out, Charlie would have had an impact on their offense anyway, so why would you hire him as the manager? You have to wait this out.
Why is everybody blaming the manager of the Phillies? Why don't they blame themselves? They are consistently inconsistent. They are supposed to be pro baseball players. They can't hit. They can't pitch. Nothing comes together. They need to take some accountability. look at themselves in the mirror and blame themselves, not the manager.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like the, you know, the old standard thing, way of looking at it. But baseball team is more than that. Baseball team is significant for its climate in the clubhouse, where guys want to be there. They can't wait for the game. They're thinking the game. They're playing the game. They're playing it well. That climate's not there. So that's where the manager is to blame.
I'm trying to think of the players who have just been individually great in their sport. Mike Trout, Barry Sanders, but their teams have just been horrible. Is Mike Trout the greatest player in any sport to have such a bad team and never win anything?
Well, Barry Bonds didn't win anything. Charles Barkley didn't win anything. Ernie Banks didn't win anything. Yeah, there's a million of them. It doesn't equate to winning just because you're a great player.
The people that have sit there and call in and say that the Eagles failed because if you're going to bring in a DeSean Jackson and then you don't spend the money on a backup quarterback, one, tells me they know nothing about football because you're not going to spend all this money to bring in a high-profile backup. Two, it also shows your lack of faith in Carson Wentz. You spend the money on building a roster around it, and Carson's got to be the guy to get it done.
What backup do you want? You wouldn't play Nick Foles 20 to be the backup? Is that what that call was about?
No, he's saying that the people that think that are wrong.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. So he doesn't care about the backup. All right. By the way, speaking of old backups, Nick Foles will not be playing Thursday night, according to Derek Gunn, who will be up next with Quick Slants on NBC Sports Philly. So more reason to watch that game, huh? What a stinker. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like
what?
Because I don't like
then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets
on. All right, right here. Stay tuned for Andrew Salchunas and the Fanatic Baseball Show, TV Quick Slants. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.